This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocar College Live Line this morning, President and CEO of the ECIDA, John Capolino. We're focusing on development along Route 5 in Lackawanna, specifically at Renaissance Commerce Park. John, thanks for being on with us this morning. You know, you were out there at the end of last week calling for an extension of a certain kind of tax credit. What exactly are we talking about here? And why is it vital for what's happening in Lackawanna?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. Great to be with you this morning. But last week we had a great press event out there. We had county executive sponsors of our legislation in Albany, Senator Ryan, Assemblyman Rivera, mayor of Lackawanna, who showed a lot of great leadership for the property there. But it's a real important piece for our redevelopment efforts out at Renaissance Commerce Park. So most of you remember, you know, the site was a former steel plant, and there are brownfield conditions on the site, and the tax credits there, which we are looking to get extended, are extremely valuable and critical for businesses that would be looking to build new facilities on that site to help offset some of the development costs that are different than building on a greenfield site.
There's been a lot of momentum in recent years in transforming this former steel site. If you haven't been by there, I mean, it's pretty drastic. This extension of tax credits, where does it come from? Who needs to approve it?
Yeah, so the program was really one of the best economic development programs in coming together of an environmental program, in my opinion, in the nation. Really what happens is the state has approved a program through the Department of Environmental Conservation. And the businesses voluntarily enter into the program to agree to clean up a site, and for that they get tax credits. The program that was put in place for certain parcels on the Renaissance Commerce Park expires in 2026, so we really need the legislature, the Senate, the Assembly, and the governor to make sure that this is included in the new budget that they're negotiating right now. So there'd be language we're proposing that would extend those tax credits in the new budget through 2036.
You know, I think a lot of people might see what's happening there, how big some of the new structures are, and you're thinking, well, how much more space is actually left to develop on that site, the Bethlehem Steel site? I mean, is there a lot of space that still needs some of this cleanup?
Yeah, so the agency that I work for, we have a land development corporation, and we bought and are in the process of purchasing about 250 acres. We presently have probably another 140 acres or so left to develop. So there's plenty of room out there. Now, that's just for the property basically along the front, along Route 5. The entire steel plant site, what was known as the former steel plant, which is now Renaissance Commerce Park, is close to 1,000 acres. So certainly lots of work to do yet, lots of land and a great opportunity It's a really great site. You know, you have proximity to Canada, to the Thruway. There's rail, there's high power, there's even a port there, so you can bring Great Lakes shipping in. So we see it as one of the premier redevelopment sites in the state.
You know, we don't really see that much of the general public, don't see that much of the site as it exists. I mean, how would you describe it? What sort of cleanup has to be done there? Is it all just kind of strictly to meet a standard that's written in law, like the certain things have to be done, you know, kind of dotting I's and crossing T's? Or, I mean, is there just significant work that has to be done to kind of level everything and clear the way for development?
So given that the site's a large site, you know, it certainly is in different states of redevelopment. Now, the piece that we purchased through the Industrial Land Development Corporation, which is the area where we're focusing on the tax credits and the extension, really all the soil remediation as far as any of the contaminants things have pretty much been taken care of. However, there still is a lot of infrastructure that was left into the ground, old foundations and piping and things that need to be removed and taken care of when you're building on the site. So various states in the back of the property, there still is some environmental work that's being done by the former and the current owners. But, you know, primarily along the front of the property, we recently received a shovel-ready designation from the state of New York, which really means that the property is ready to go, given the remediation and some of the things I've already done. But as we mentioned, when you start to build on the site, there are pretty significant changes in costs that need to go through as far as cleaning up some of the foundations and things that you're going to find in the ground there. So we work pretty diligently with the companies and people who want to come onto the site, explain to them, and we explain the tax credits, and they're really an offset for the additional costs for development on the property.
John, what is the vision? What are you ultimately hoping to see there?
Great question. I mean, I think it's a really interesting, you know, project and property. We see lots of things happening there. One, I mean, there's a significant, I think, recreational piece we're trying to do. We have currently a multi-use trail along parts of the front of the property. We'd like to extend that, you know, all the way down to Woodlawn Beach State Park. We're thinking of a passive park area that's out right along the lake at the mouth of Smokes Creek sit there. But ultimately, we also see, too, that this really needs to be a job creator. So we see kind of an advanced manufacturing light industrial park where businesses will be able to locate, create jobs, bring new businesses and industry to the region there.
You know, given the current climate with tariffs and everything else, the uncertainty over trade, do you think that hurts or helps the idea of more industry on that site in Lackawanna? I think you have a lot of people. There's one group that says, well, maybe industry will be relocating to the U.S. You know, more people want to build here. And then you have another that says, well, it'll just slow down everyone because of all the uncertainty over trade. How are you looking at it right now?
Well, I think we really are unique as a border community. It's one of the things that I think when people start talking about international trade policy, that people really have to think about the impacts, not only of across the nation, but specifically for areas like Buffalo, where we're, you know, really tied to the border. And I think uncertainty in any type of business, you know, is a problem. So whether it's financial uncertainty, what we've seen in the last year or so with interest rates, to federal policies or state policies relating to business, you know, uncertainty creates, you know, issues with businesses when they try to expand or looking at how they manage their, you know, property and also their, you know, product flows. So I think, you know, overall, we're a nation, a border state and a border community. So I think we really need to pay attention to the short and long-term effects of when we're thinking about, you know, different trade policies.
Well, John, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Really appreciate it, and thank you both.
John Cappellino with the Erie County Industrial Development Agency.